Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to give special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the founder, and the lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. And they have services every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. They also have Sunday schools at 9 a.m. And they have Bible studies every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. All of those are Eastern Standard Time. There's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International. So I thank you once again for calling in. Thank God for this glorious morning that He's made. Amen. I was standing outside this morning just watching the backyard and walking in the front yard, and it's a little mist that's coming down. And so just standing in the presence of God, looking at His creation, there's nothing like it. Just standing in awe of what He's done. So before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
I worship.
Touching every heart, healing every heart, God. Strengthening every heart, God. Stirring every heart, God. You are here, and we worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your favor. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, Father. Thank you for Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for you, Father, our Creator. Hallelujah. You're awesome. You're mighty. You're marvelous. You're wonderful. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. All of his promises are already yes, and in him, amen. Hallelujah. That's who you are, God. That's who you are. Thank you, Father. Glory. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into his word, amen. Coming out of the book of Hosea. Hosea, the fourth chapter, verse 6. And then we're going to turn to St. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. Hosea 4 and 6. and then St. John, 10 and 10. Hosea 4 and 6, and it reads, my people I want to stop there because this is God speaking. So he put emphasis on the word my. He said, my people. So I just wanted to point that out. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now let's turn to St. John 10th chapter, 10th verse. So that was God speaking. Now, this is Jesus speaking in St. John 10 and 10. And it reads, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the purpose of the thief. Steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus said that he comes that they might have life, which is the opposite of stealing, killing, and destroying. But then he adds that not only will they have life, but that they will have it more abundantly. The title of the message this morning is Religious Reverence. Religious Reverence. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before you, to sit at your feet, Father, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, to dwell in your presence, Father. We acknowledge you as God Almighty, as the creator of the heavens and the earth, God. We acknowledge you as our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, God. And we thank you, Father, for being our way maker, for bringing us out of situations, God, for turning things around for us, for changing our lives, for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light, for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us, to give us access to you, God. We thank you. Thank you for Holy Spirit, our comforter, our teacher, our guide. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Religious reverence. We're gonna read Hosea 4:6 again. And I'm gonna read it in different translations. Amen. First, I'm gonna read it in the Amplified Bible. Hosea 4:6, the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you, the priestly nation," he's talking to the Israelites. He's talking to the Hebrews, his chosen nation. But we can also receive this word because it says that we are his chosen generation. We are his royal priesthood. We are his holy nation, his peculiar people. So we can also receive this word when you mention priests. So it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children." Now, we can't just run over this last part, because he said, "Since you've forgotten my laws," meaning that you began to walk in disobedience. You're living like you just have no knowledge of me at all. Because of that, I will forget your children. You know how you be having a conversation with somebody and you say these words, "Forget you," or "I ain't studying you." Basically, you're saying, "I'm not even thinking about you." So imagine God saying, because of your ways, of how you're living, I'm not even studying your children. I'm not even thinking about blessing your children. And it lines up with Proverbs 20:7, which is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, "The just man walketh," and the ETH is significant because it means to continually walk. It says, "The just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him." So blessings for the children comes when the parents are walking in integrity. And that's from that inside of them. Integrity means that you do what's right, not because someone is looking, but you do what's right because that's who you are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we do what's right. We walk in righteousness. And because of that, says our children are blessed. But God says here, because the way that you are living, you're living like you just have no knowledge of me at all. You're living in disobedience to my word. Says, because of that, your children will not be blessed. And when we look at the word blessed, blessed doesn't mean just materialistic things, financial things. Because the word blessed means to have God's favor, to be envied, to have his protection. That's what blessed means. So I wanted to read that again so that we can get an understanding of what he's saying when it comes to forgetting their children. Now let's look at that scripture, Hosea 4 and 6, in the Message Bible. Hosea 4 and 6 in the Message Bible. And it reads, my people are ruined because they don't know what's right or true. Because you turn your back own knowledge, and even that speaks volumes, because you've known what knowledge is. You've experienced it. You've done it. So you know what it is, but now you turn your back on knowledge. He says, I turn my back on you, priests. And even by him mentioning the word priest, brings conviction. Because he's reminding them of who they are. He's not calling them sinners. He's not calling them backsliders. He's not calling them hypocrites. No, he's calling them priests. But he's calling them out for the ways that they are living. So it reads, in verse 6, it says, my people are ruined because they don't know what's right or true. Because you turn your back on knowledge, I turn my back on you, priest. Wow. Wow. We can all understand that. We can all imagine someone turning their backs on us. I'm sure we've all experienced it. But to have God turn his back on you, that's a different kind of feeling. even Jesus, when he was on the cross, he asked God a question. He said, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And it's not that God had left him because he said, I will never leave nor forsake you. But Jesus felt the way he felt because he was carrying on the sin of the world. And God, in all of his righteousness, in all of his holiness, he could look at the sin that Jesus was carrying. He could face it. So that's the best example that I can give when it comes to God turning his back. And it goes on to say, I've turned my back on you, priest, because you refuse to recognize the revelation of God. I'm no longer recognizing your children. That's the message. I'm going to read it one more, the New Living Translation. Hosea verse 4 and 6 says, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. Wow. Wow. And see, this is intentional living. This is not a mistake. No, this is intentional living. Living in a way where it does not please God. See, he says that we are peculiar. Meaning that we're different. We're peculiar people. Well, the way that they're living is not peculiar. It's not different. You can't tell the difference between God's chosen people and the world. We are to stand out. We're called the light of the world. We're called the salt of the earth. We are different. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Let's look at the word destroy, because those are two words that were mentioned in these scriptures. God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And Jesus said, the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So let's look at the word destroy. Destroy means to ruin the structure, the organic existence or condition of. This is what destroy means. To ruin the structure, the organic existence, or condition of. to ruin as if by tearing to shreds. I'm thinking about a shred, a paper shred. How you don't just fold it up, or you just don't put it in a ball and throw it in the garbage. No, you place that piece of paper through a shredder, and it just tears it to pieces. It just destroys it. Destroy it. To put out of existence, to kill, to annihilate, to vanquish, to cause destruction. See, we have to understand who Satan is and what his purpose is. He told God, I'm going to and fro in the earth seeking whom I may devour. That's his purpose. Not to bless, but to devour. He wants to destroy God's creation. Let's turn to Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47. We're going to start in verse 10. Isaiah 47 and verse 10. And it reads, "For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me." That's how the people are living. Saying that none seeth me, that nobody can see what I'm doing. That their own wisdom and their own knowledge have perverted them to the point where they're self-deceived. And saying in their own heart that and we hear this a lot, where people saying that you are your own God, you know, you are your own inner self. So he says that you say that I am and none else beside me. This is the mentality. This is the way that God's people are living. Verse 11 says, "Therefore shall evil come upon thee." That's not an if. That's a when. It says, "Therefore shall evil come upon thee." It's going to come. "Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off." Thou shalt not be able to put it off. "And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly. Thou shalt not know." Verse 12 says, stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so be, thou mayest prevail. Thou art weary in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Remember last week we spoke about the Lord shall judge his people. Verse 14 says, behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Last verse 15, thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. And this last statement of this verse should bring a reverential fear. It says, none shall save thee. Because of the way that you're living, this judgment is going to come. And none shall save thee. See, nothing can stop the judgment of God. Because judgment has a specific time. It has a reason. And it has a purpose. See, the time of judgment is when God gets to the point and say, okay, enough is enough. This has to stop. Remember when he visited Abraham and he told him that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Judgment had been made. He came to judge Sodom and Gomorrah because of how they were living. So it has a specific time, but it also says that no one knows that time. And it has a specific reason. The reason is because of sin. Of getting to the point where there's no difference calling good evil, calling evil good. And the purpose is to destroy, to tear to shreds, to put out of existence, to annihilate, to cause destruction. So judgment has to happen. I wanted to point that out. So we cannot stop judgment from coming, but we can be protected from it when it comes. Just want to put a smile on your face for a minute. We can't stop the judgment from coming, but we can be protected from it when it comes. We're going to stay in Isaiah. We're going to go over to Isaiah, the 54th chapter. Isaiah 54, starting at verse 14. And it reads, in righteousness shalt thou be established. That's the key. In righteousness, in right standing with God, shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. Thou shalt be far from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Why? Because you're in righteousness. Verse 15 says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. That's shouting ground right there. Verse 16 says, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. This is God speaking. He says, I created the smith that bloweth the coals in fire, that causes the fire to just ignite and get hotter and hotter, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, an instrument to cause destruction, to cause damage, to cause ruins, to destroy. And I have created the waster to destroy. Verse 17, this is the one that a lot of people know. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Why? Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment says, you shall condemn. Well, why is that? Because of how you're living. See, there was judgment that comes with the way people live, and there's a protection from that judgment that comes with the way that people are living. So the question, will you be judged or will you be protected? We cannot stop judgment from coming, but we can be protected from it when it comes. Let's go back to our text. Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 1 this time. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Talking about religious reverence. Religious reverence. Hosea 4, verse 1. In the New Living Translation, then it reads, hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, there is no faithfulness. Remember the message, faithfulness versus faithlessness. There is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You make vows and break them. You kill and steal and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere. One murder after another. That is why your land is in mourning, and everyone is wasting away. Even the wild animals, the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea are disappearing. Verse 4 says, don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame. My complaint, you priest, he reminded them again of who you are. My complaint, you priest, is with you. So you will stumble in broad daylight, meaning that people are going to see. You may live a certain way behind closed doors, but people are going to see your judgment in broad daylight. And your false prophets will fall with you in the night. And I will destroy Israel, your mother. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. I wrote a song years ago called To Know You More. To Know You More. And the words go, to know you more. To know you more and more. To know you more intimately. I want to know you more. And this is how we get to know us. It says, dwelling in your presence, worshiping in reverence, bowing down before you, nothing else I'd rather do. Dwelling in your presence, worshiping in reverence, bowing down before you, nothing else I'd rather do. To know you more. To know you more and more. To know you more intimately. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. To know you more. And the way we know him is fellowshipping with him, spending time with him, getting into his presence. Our scripture says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Let's look at the word knowledge. Knowledge. To acknowledge, to be cognizant. Knowledge is the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity, gained through experience or association. So this is not just a one-time thing. It says the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity. So there's consistency there. Gained through experience or association. Knowledge is acquaintance with or understanding of a science, art, or technique. Our Father in heaven, who art. Our Father who art in heaven. He's the creator. He does things decently and in order. He's not the author of confusion. Knowledge, the range of one's information or understanding. Not just what you know, but how much do you know? And the how much comes from continually spending time with you. The fact or condition of having information of or being learned. The fact or condition of having information of or being learned. What's your testimony? What has God done for you? That's how you learn who He is. Thinking about all the times, all of the situations, all of the circumstances, all of the issues and problems that you face, and then watching Him come through every time. That's how you get to know Him. That's how you learn who He is. Learn Him as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, the Lord our supplier. Jehovah Rapha, He's the Lord our healer. Jehovah Nisi, He's the Lord our banner, our protector. Jehovah Shalom, He's the Lord our peace. That's who He is. Another definition for knowledge is sexual intercourse. Stay in the spiritual, stay with me. Sexual intercourse. And see, when we look at those words, sexual intercourse, we can't think naturally. Because intercourse is a connection or dealings between persons or groups. So you have a connection with someone. Intercourse means exchange, especially of thoughts or feelings. Communion. This is the first week of the month. So we're going to be having communion to honor God. Communion meaning some people call it the Last Supper of breaking the bread and drinking what represents His blood. So intercourse means a connection or dealings between persons or groups. And it also means an exchange, especially of thoughts or feelings. An exchange of thoughts or feelings, kind of communion with someone. That's spending time with them. One of my favorite scriptures, 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 7. Let's turn there. 1 Peter 3 and 7. And I like 3 and 7 because it's my birthday. my natural birthday, March the 7th. But this scripture is one of my favorites. 1 Peter 3 and 7, and it reads, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Talking about the wife. Husbands, dwell with your wife according to knowledge. We're talking about knowledge. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayer be not hindered. So when it says to dwell with them according to knowledge, it's not just talking about sex. It's talking about sexual intercourse, having a connection with her, exchanging thoughts and feelings with her, having communion with her, getting to know her, spending quality time with her, watching her, studying her, learning her ways, listening to her. And then the last definition for knowledge, the sum of what is known, the body of truth, information, and principles acquired by humankind. So, religious reverence. What is reverence? Reverence is honor or respect felt or shown. A profound adoring, all respect. A gesture of respect as a bow. God only wants two things from us. That's worship and obedience. Worship and obedience. That's what he wants from us. Proverbs 1 and 7, it reads, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So get to know God. Honor him, worship him, spend time with him. Religious reverence. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for understanding. Now help us, God, to apply this word to our lives, and that we will walk in religious reverence towards you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Well, thank you once again for calling in Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. Love you. Talk to you next week. God bless you.